every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, friends. Mike Airy. This is We'll See About That, the Ron Say Show, with the legend, the MVP, the champion, Ron Say, who's on the couch sleeping on some turkey right now. Make sure to check out our last episodes, available on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts, also on Ron's website, theronsayshow.com, where we get in-depth with the whole brain trust about Thanksgiving. I'm joined by the coach, Sydney Hubbard, state champion winning women's basketball coach. How are you, Sydney?
Good. Happy to be here.
All right. Glad to have you here. Real fast, to ask this question every Thanksgiving. Mac and cheese, appropriate Thanksgiving side dish? Yes
or
no? Of
course.
Oh, it's Sydney. You disappoint me. I understand your dad's like a legit pit master.
He is.
Is he planning on doing like a roast or a brisket or anything like that? Ribs for the...
We're doing a prime rib.
Oh.
Yeah.
In addition
Very
to a turkey?
Very good. In addition, yeah, we always do two meets.
Lucky you. All right, you guys, we're going to dip into our archives. Ukraine is in the news, so later on we're going to get with U.S. Army Brigadier General retired Mr. Peter Zwack, because I think he's got some important things to say about some pending news you might see internationally. But I wanted to talk with Sydney about what's going on in the NBA right now. Very interesting things. We have the whole NBA Cup going on, and the Los Angeles Lakers are Lakers. Shortly on the heels of the busboys being unceremoniously shown the door.
Yeah.
And after the sale to the new ownership group, $9 billion, to the same owner who owns the Los Angeles Dodgers, who's quite savvy, they were thrown under the bus. And one of them, I think it was Jimmy, was like, you know, I just wish my dad was around to see, you know, what's happened.
Yeah, I think I did see that that pull quote there.
Uh-huh. And meanwhile, the Los Angeles Lakers are looking really good.
Yeah. I mean, thanks to Luka, he's going crazy. Austin Reeves is a great second option as of late. I mean, 40-point game after 40-point game. We got Nico to thank, you know?
We do.
Gift wrapping you Luka in a little package.
Man, Nico needs to find a different profession.
Yeah.
Perhaps maybe he should get into like investment banking or something like that. But of course, the Lakers right now, second place only behind the white hot defending champions, Oklahoma City Thunder, who is at this point have only lost one game.
Yeah. People are saying they might get that Warriors record.
I don't know. The Warriors.
You don't think so? The 73?
73. The Warriors started their epic run.
26-0, I think.
26-0, which I don't think we'll ever see again, especially in the load management era. But, you know, you got SGA going to the free throw line 25 times a night. You know,
doing that's the knock on him all the time.
I mean, hey, you know, it won you a championship. It's winning you games. Not necessarily the most fun thing to watch, but.
Yeah, I agree. It's not exciting basketball, but Harden was doing that back in the day.
It is true. That's why we don't like James Harden on this show. Stick around, you guys. We'll be right back with Brigadier General retired Mr. Peter Zwack. Stay with us, folks.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
What's better than a great conversation? How about a great conversation paired with amazing cheese? At HarmonyCheese.com, we craft the perfect bite. Wisconsin-made, rich, creamy, delivered straight to your door. Even On Point Live's own Vince Ferragamo is hooked on our Parmesan. And here's a treat for CRN Talk listeners. Get 10% off your order at HarmonyCheese.com with code CRNTALK. Go to HarmonyCheese.com. Use the code CRNTALK. HarmonyCheese.com.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 1-800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618, and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618 right now to schedule your vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now. This advertisement is paid for by Heritage for the Blind.
Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's fresh produce delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's. Melissa's.com, promo code Ron Save.
They still call me the Penguin.
And we have returned after the break. We have a very special guest in General Peter Zwack, and Peter will be receiving a beautiful free gift basket courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is the proud sponsor, partner of We'll See About That. Please be sure to use my VIP code Ron Say when checking out at Melissa's.com. I'm very privileged. I think we are very privileged to have a person who has served this country in an incredible way, highly decorated, highly educated. We have all kinds of kudos coming off the wall for this person. I do want to get to some of those, but I think our conversation has more than to do just talk about what he has done, but what he has seen in his experience. General Peter Zwack, thank you so much for joining us. We're privileged to have you.
Ron, a real privilege to be brought on your show and introduced to your listeners.
You know, you had a career. You're a master's degree in strategy intelligence, military intelligence, security studies from the Defense Intelligence College, another master's degree in national security policy studies from the U.S. Naval War College, highly decorated, Legion of Merit, Chief Joint of Staff Officer of the Year. You speak four fluent languages. I have trouble enough with my own. How did this become? You spent 34 years in the service, and you are still lecturing all over the world. How did you make this, you know, your life's passion?
Wow, that's quite a question. First of all, I was just exhausted listening to that.
I know, I feel the same way when I did the reading.
And but I want to tell you that. I'm proud of my roots in the military. I came off the street in 1980 and became a private first class and joined the Army for 3 years to get a commission and screwed up and stayed for 34. So that 34 has been a wild ride, punctuated with really, really good people throughout, mostly good and great experiences, a few less than that, but that always is that way. I've been able to serve around the world in multiple roles representing our great country. And when you get out, Ron, out into the world, you realize how people look up to our country. And that's something we should never, ever, ever minimize. And I don't mean that only in a powerful way, but that matters, but also in trying to do the right thing. We must never lose our sight on that ball. Served in 4 combat divisions, Afghanistan. I was in South Korea. My last 2 years were in Moscow, Russia, and I have 10 years in and around Germany and the Balkans. So, and everywhere I've gone, I've served with great men and women, soldiers, military, civilians. And the other thing, Ron, that I emphasize when we talk about America and our riches and all of that, never forget one of the things that we are, have a wealth that people often overlook, is we have in this world, as complicated as we have, real allies in the world where our competitors or potential foes have few. And we must never lose sight of that. Even as we go back and forth in issues and all that, we are in a complicated period, Ron. I know your listeners are paying attention. A lot to be anxious about. We've got to keep our eye on the ball. We've got to be consistent as a nation and as a people, and find ways to break down the polarization in our country that so worries me. So I'll stop on that. We can go any way you want.
Well, were you destined for OCS?
I signed up what they called an college option program, meaning you go in, you do. I did basic training at Fort Dix. You do other training. If you get through all of that, then you will be accepted into OCS. Then you go to OCS. But there was no guarantee. I mean, if you didn't get through or screw up in the first phases, you are going to be, you're going to be a young enlisted man for your 3 years in the Army.
Well, it says here that you were inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2015. I thought they only gave those kind of awards off in sports venues.
I my TAC officers and friends at the time would just look at that and shake their head and said, what? They didn't even know if he was going to make it the first lieutenant. So it's an adventure, and it's been all about trying to do the right thing. And believe me, I've made many errors and you keep your eye on the ball, take the hard jobs, fight for your credibility. Fight for your integrity. That's, you're the only one that can give that away, is yourself, and work well with your peers, which is so important. And your peers, that means also your subordinates, not just your seniors, because everybody,
agreed,
it's a good, healthy command climate. And I ended up commanding, if the command succeeds, everybody in it, then the boss succeeds, and that young private in the motor pool succeeds. So, but everybody's got to work at it together.
General, once again, thank you so much for coming on, and thank you for your service. And you came to your time of service to the United States Army at, I think, a unique point in American history. It was just a couple years after Vietnam, and General Creighton Abrams famously said after Vietnam that he had to get that Army home to save it. What was the culture and climate like of the United States military when you joined and started as a young enlisted man and then as an officer?
It's a great question. Yes, we were the Army was shaking off the trauma of Vietnam. I had going in two of the proudest, greatest black men as drill sergeants in basic training, who were combat veterans. One had his finger blown off in the 173rd Airborne, and another one, Jesse Brown, had his shrapnel in his knee. But these were proud men that realized of all the problems and dissent and race issues and all that that were coming out of that period, And their attitude was not in my army. I probably was massively overeducated to them. They made life hell on me, but in a way also adopted me. And the bottom line is, with all the things I've done, I would have followed those two men, those two proud men from underprivileged families, into hell. And one of them, Sergeant Jesse Beasley, came to my retirement ceremony 8 years ago as my guest of honor in a crowd of multiple generals and senior civilians. He was the man. And I will always, always, always just revere those men that represented the best of America, who pulled themselves up through the system and were proud of their army and proud of their country, and wouldn't tolerate a lot of the BS that was going on, if you will, at that time.
Well, I can tell you that I also served in the Army Reserves during the Vietnam War. I went to Fort Bliss, did my basic training, went to Fort Sam Houston, do my AIT. I was a medic. I'm glad that I had an opportunity to serve, but I did not miss the fact that I was able to not have to go to Vietnam like a lot of other young people that were there. And as it turns out, that was a war that I think we all agree was not one that we needed to participate in. However, we are going to be back with General Peter Zwack with our second segment of We'll See About That right after this message. Please stay with us.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
And we're back with We'll See About That. I have one website read. Thank you for supporting our show. Did you know that you can go to our website, theronsayshow.com, and see our lineup of future guests, listen to all our shows, and see our latest merch? Stay tuned as our new arrivals pop up this holiday season. General Zwack, we live in a very, very complicated world. We have conflicts going on all over the place, and the one that I wanted to address first is Russia and Ukraine. How would you characterize the current status of the Russian-Ukraine conflict?
Well said. I have a lot of time with Russia, especially. I first studied there in 1989. It was still the Soviets, and then was in many times in the 30 years up until I became our defense attaché in Moscow. And this is what I'm going to say. I have a lot of Russian friends, and I have and I respect aspects of their culture and their people. But what they did, gentlemen, was beyond anything that was monstrous. That invasion of Ukraine, for whatever reason that they spouted almost 2 years ago now, February, was something in our greater, certainly Western civilization, we hadn't seen since the Second World War. And while I have a pathos for cultural aspects of the Russians, I need to say that I'm furious with them, and I'm implacably on the side of Ukrainians as they fight for their survival, their freedom. They're not perfect, but they really, really are putting up a hell of a fight. And I think it's representational to the world. They're standing up to a bully. They're standing up to, frankly, a authoritarian dictatorship that has characteristics of the fascists before World War II. They have to be, and they're fighting them tooth and nail. And for us to waffle and go back and forth, do we support them? Do we hold them hostage with the wall? We're a great country, Rom, and we can do it all. But if we let Ukraine fade, and what I worry most about it, they're going to fight. They're fighting. I was just there half a year ago. They're all in. The society is all in, but they're being worn down, and they will fight as long, and they will. What I worry is that all the bad news that's coming in, they start to lose that thing that is intangible, that you can't put a dollar sign on, a number on. If they start to lose hope that they're in this alone, or they've been kind of left behind a bit, I think that we will all in later this generation pay for it. This is where whatever we stand for as a Western civilization, this is the line. This is the stand. The Russians have invaded Eastern Europe, of which we have committed ourselves since the end of the Second World War to protect and defend its primarily democratic precepts. So the war is tough. It is grisly. The Ukrainians in the first year were smart. They were nimble. They were agile. They counterpunched, and the Russians couldn't believe what was happening to them. But over this long grind, the Russians have improved. Not they're nowhere near as good as the Ukrainians, but in numbers and mass and weapons, and they have them a little bit back and forth in a bear hug, the Russian proverbial bear hug, along this long front where they're now looking at each other eye to eye, firing rockets and drones, and the Ukrainians are probably, you know, knocking the Russians off 2 or 3 to 1. But the flower of Ukrainian you know, youth and middle age are dying in large numbers.
Yes.
And the Russians too, except I'm less sympathetic because this is a Russian elective war. So I'm only just going to say, and I've been there, and we know it's expensive and it's ugly, and we've got other things, we've got our economy and all these things. But for God's sakes, this is not the time to
pull out,
lessen our support at this critical juncture.
Yeah. Have you, during your experience of being a Russian attaché, did you have dealings with Putin straight away?
I shook his hand at Stalingrad during the 70th anniversary 10 years ago, in February of 13. I worked a lot with his staff. I mostly saw him in proximity, but I was working with General Gerasimov's staff, General Shoigu's their staff, the Ministry of Defense, the general staff, and that was my and their subordinates, and they were my day-to-day interlocutors. Also, we had this great group of international attachés of our allies and friends that we stayed very, very close. We were all in Moscow during this pressure cooker during the first Russian invasion in 2014 when they illegally annexed Crimea and set the stage for this invasion 2 years ago now.
Do you think that 2014 annexation of Crimea by Russia that was condemned internationally, but nothing really became of it, do you think that kind of gave Putin and Putin's allies the kind of onus that if he did it before and it worked, we can do it again and it worked?
It's a very astute question. I will ask, and I was in the embassy at the time, and we were agonizing what to do that's credible to shake the Russians' attention and get them to stop, or they're going to pay a penalty. The problem is, Mike, that there was no formal military treaty, and while we would do things and try to choke things off, nobody was going to go to war for Ukraine at that time. It just, the treaty situation, we weren't ready. NATO certainly wasn't ready. And that's not what it was. And so we did everything we could to support that, short of that. Could there have been more done in retrospect? Yes. But considering the time, we were also, think about, we were dealing with a nation, a nuclear-tipped nation that at that time, mm-hmm. that's one thing they really had a lot of. And we all thought that the Russian military, frankly, was better than they were at that time. So I can only tell you that the decision makers in the military and the state and the political side were agonizing, along with the Europeans, how to tether the Russians. Sanctions look to be the most likely thing, and condemnation and internationally. And we started to reinforce our allies, and we were working on training the Ukrainians. But nobody was ready, and nobody was in the stomach to go into a military confrontation with Russia at that time.
What do you think the Russians' long-term, short-term goals are?
I think it's sort of like an accordion. One activity leads to another, like in dominoes. If you get success, you know, success begets, I don't necessarily more success, but more ambition. If the Russians were to get a truce or a ceasefire and stop and hold and absorb Ukrainian land that they've conquered since 2014, or certainly since 2022, then in their mind, well, we've kind of won. We've got a good chunk of Ukraine. And while there's rattling and screaming and cage shaking and sanctions, we're there. And what it sets the ground for is another war. And it would be almost inevitable, because you'd have the Ukrainians that were seething and the buildup, and the Russians didn't quite get all they wanted, and they're going to be building up in this pause, and then it goes into another another very, very dangerous round. That's why, as long as the Ukrainians want to fight for their nation, they're the ones paying the butcher's bill. We and our allies, not we America alone, should support them. If the Ukrainians say no mas, we're ready to go to negotiation, then that's another story. But that's not in the Ukrainian narrative right now. So to give the Russians a ceasefire and a line, an armistice line, it really you're really dividing Eastern Europe. Russia has got a bigger foot in Eastern Europe, and now everybody's worried about Allied strength and weaknesses in the Baltic states and those other nations that border Russia, let alone elsewhere.
Well, I think the Ukrainian people, excuse me, have gotten a good leader in Zelensky. I think it's pretty easy for them to stand behind this guy because he has put himself out there on the front line, and he's made just about every effort to make his cases heard. He's come to the United States a number of times, and if I'm a Ukrainian fighting for my life, I would feel comfortable about having this person at the helm.
I think you're spot on. I think that he doesn't look it. But and nobody thought this guy in the first week of the invasion would decide to stay in Kyiv, the capital, basically look Putin in the eyes and said, and then told us, you know, don't send me an airplane, send me ammunition. We were urging him to get out. And he basically flipped off Putin, and the Russians stayed in there, and they won that war with that courage. And while he doesn't look it and all that, he's the most Churchillian figure that we've seen, I think, in a combination of courage and tenacity and just pride that we've seen in this post-war period.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. We're going to be right back with General Peter Zwack right after this.
Bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are here. Grab your coffee and put on your sneakers because it's go time. Through Saturday, save up to 50% on everything from toys to beauty faves, winter styles, and more. Plus, earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Yep, that's extra Kohl's cash. So run, don't walk. Just hold on tight to that coffee. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end November 29th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The fans are rooting for the Dodgers. The Dodgers of old L.A. We're rooting.
And welcome back. We'll see about that. Thank you so much for joining us. And this day in Dodger history, 1977, the Dodgers swap first baseman and outfielder Bill Buckner and shortstop Ivan DeJesus to the Cubs for Rick Monday in a trade that benefits both teams and subsequent transactions with the Phillies and Red Sox, respectively. After their many productive seasons in Chicago, the team deals the players for Ryan Sandberg and Dennis Eckersley, each a future Hall of Famer.
And that turned out to be a pretty good deal for the 1984 Cubs as we roared to the Eastern Division title that year. Ended up losing the National League Championship playoffs. Dennis Eckersley, a major contributor. Ryan Sandberg was the National League MVP that year. And General, I understand you're a Cub fan, so you must remember 1984.
I remember Sandberg was remarkable. I believe was Bruce Sutter pitching at that time.
Yes, he was. Yes,
I mean, he was golden, and
yes.
And it was an exciting time, and it didn't quite get there. That took another decade or two.
Yes,
but it was a great run.
It was,
and I grew up with in Chicago with going to games with Ernie Banks and Ron Santo, who you know as
yes.
a fellow third baseman.
I certainly did.
Those were in my mind the golden years.
Yes, it was. I have a number of things I want to cover. I'm going to let you choose. I'm going to bring up the topic of which do you think is a greater threat to our security, Russia or China. I also want to bring up the conflict in Israel and your comments about that. And I do want to mention something that is on Netflix now, a show called Unknown, and there is a segment on there called The Killer Robots that has to do with AI and military weaponizing of the robots. Start where you want. It's all yours.
We'll start back. I have not seen Unknown and I need to, but I am watching AI. And when I see this, all our generation, I'm sorry, folks, but our generation 30 years ago remembered the Terminator and Terminator 2.
Yes.
And that was all about AI. And yeah. It was a scary movie then, probably and a cautionary tale for today. I'm worried. I'm worried because I want to believe, and Europe, you know, and there have been conventions to pull together, you know, the world to try to get a handle on AI, but how do you control AI, especially if you have nations that don't want to play, or worse, non-state actors, you know, a 21st era. Century era Spectre type of thing with lots of money, and it's got AI and can do all kinds of scary and nasty things. So I think it's going to be a major problem. I think that the nations that would do us harm are not going to look to get them regulated. They're going to look at as AI as another alternative or asymmetric way, working cyber and all the different things to our weaknesses, and we've all been watching ChatGPT, and that's just the bottom end of it. So yes, I don't want to be alarmist, but when a lot of the top inventors are worried, and we look at human nature, and if you're out there, you have nations and people and non-state actors that look for advantage and their motives aren't good, then AI is a perfect way to kind of split the seam and get things going. So that's my view on AI. We've got to do everything we can in the formal way to try to get a handle on it, like arms control. But sadly, I think it's going to be it's going to have to be much more than that. Russia and China, in the near term, I believe the bigger threat is Russia. Russia, nobody wants to go to war in a big way. Nobody wants to go to a nuclear war. Russia certainly doesn't. China doesn't. But I worry in the Russian case in the near term that there is that we're bumping up against each other in a lot of places in the world. There's a lot of suppressed anger and passion over Ukraine. We have submarines up in the Arctic and in the Mediterranean and over in the Pacific. And I mean, there are all kinds of ways. I worry about an accident or an incident in the near term with Russia, which hopefully can be managed. China, I try not to get on an anti-Chinese bandwagon, but undeniably, China sees itself as a superior civilization in many ways. It is rapidly catching up or even moving into a leader basis in AI. It is set off to match us in nuclear weapons. And now when the Chinese have parity in nuclear weapons or feel that we can't take them down, then that gives them more freedom of action in their mind. You have also the Chinese, the economic, the whole aspect of Chinese businessmen and trade all over the world that, yes, good for business, but also laying in, if you will, tendrils and seeds for potential expansion. I worry about China long term. It has its contradictions as much as Russia does. Internally, it's got not a necessarily completely happy population, and a lot can happen that could maybe turn the ship. We've got to watch Taiwan. Friends, we got the presidential election in Taiwan this Saturday, and that's a big deal. If there's any do the Chinese get any scent that the Taiwanese are really looking to break away, and I think the Chinese understand the one China policy, the Taiwanese, but it makes everything tenser. By the way, friends, the fight that Ukraine is doing against Russia in Ukraine, their invasion, I believe has bought time for Taiwan. The Taiwanese have learned. They've seen what another underdog nation can do when motivated and believe in their nation and their passion and get support. The Chinese would have to cross 100 miles roughly to get there in an amphibious landing. It's possible, but it'd be really, really hard. And there's no guarantee that the Chinese could take it or would take it. But in the long term, I worry about China for the very reasons that I've tried to discuss. In the short term, I worry about Russia just with I'm clenching my fists, the sheer anger and the sheer fury that Russia has to the West, and how they have been held at bay in Ukraine. If Russia gains or somehow were to whatever we define win is in Ukraine, I think it will actually open up more Pandora boxes than less. Long term, China has enormous capabilities. They're talented people. They're big. They are suffering from a major demographic challenge, as is in Russia. So they've got clay feet in some ways. And again, out in the countryside, the economy, it's not all happy. But last thing on China-Russia is one really incredible thing that's occurred in the last couple of years in our foreign policy is we've seen now allies like Japan and South Korea pull together in the Pacific with Australia, with us, with the Brits. in a way that wouldn't have been seen possible even a few years ago. And that has gotten both the Chinese and Russian perspective.
Wanted to also discuss North Korea that and their ties to China and Iran and what's going on in the Middle East with Israel and Palestine. And
I'll be quick.
Yeah.
First of all, the whole vision in my mind of the powerful Putin basically going to Vladivostok to meet Kim Jong-un with his hands clasped, sort of like a supplicant, looking for missiles and things and weapons of the type of stuff that the Russians used to sell to North Korea was really, really interesting. What we have seen is that, in my mind, that we've seen the emergence of a new age axis in the world, like one emerged in the late 1930s with Nazi Germany, Japan, and Italy, and other countries, all strange bedfellows, but all autocratic, and for whatever reason, they pulled together. The Koreans, they've done it. And my son is a young captain on the in the 2nd Infantry Division in Korea. I was just there 2 weeks ago. They're serious. That's a serious mission there. Yeah. That's now, over half a century. Now, last thing, Israel-Palestine. I struggle with this, Mike, Ron, because nothing can minimize the horrors of what occurred on the 7th of October to those kibbutzim and settlements along the Gaza border. Nothing. I mean, it was medieval in brutality. It was grotesque. And I am upset when you have a lot of entities downplaying that and overhyping the Israeli reaction. The Israelis are in a fight for their lives in their mind. It is existential. The Palestinians and the regional, a number of countries in the region, Iran and all of that, have basically said Israel has no right to survive and would try to take them off the planet if they could. Now, saying that, I do wish the Israelis, and I think that they are changing, but they need to find a way, and they have been working. It's been hard, especially, you've got to remember, there are 120 hostages that Hamas is sitting on. And before you get too sympathetic to the Hamas and the hostages, they're to the Palestinians, they're sitting on hostages. And this is, the Israelis, these are Israeli, Israeli Jewish. And the Israelis are going to do all they can to get them out. And so it's a vicious, ugly thing that sadly has put Israel in the spotlight because they have gone in aggressively with a fury. Could you imagine if something like that happened to us? Do you remember 9/11, how we reacted? It doesn't, in my mind, justify what the horrors of 20,000 dead civilians, many kids, but it could explain it a little bit. And how we work that with the world to some type of settlement. I don't see these countries or these entities being able to create a two-state solution without an international protectorate, including the U.S. allies and UN, sitting in Gaza, because there's no reconciliation now, at least for a generation, between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Last point, and you,
General,
have
let me hold you right there. We've got to take a break. We're going to bring you back for the last segment, and you can finish your thoughts then. Thank you so much. We'll be right back after this message.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Campy?
All right. Once again, thank you so much for spending some time with us. The Ron Say Show. We'll see about that with the legend, the champion, the MVP, Mr. Ron Say, sleeping off some turkey. Had the grandkids running around, so he needed a break. This is Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. I sure did. I'm sure Sydney did with her both prime rib and turkey. Must be nice. Very nice indeed. And a little bit more NBA news. We saw Chauncey Billups appear at a federal courthouse. That's the sentence I never thought I'd say. To plead not guilty and post $5 million bond for his involvement in a illegal poker betting scheme, similar to what happened to Gilbert Arenas last year. But I guess this is even more serious because there was like a bunch of stuff happening with like guys maybe throwing some player prop bets.
Yeah.
And like perhaps there's some crossover between those two instances. First of all, we've seen that the player prop bets, the league and the gambling concerns have kind of come to terms on that, and they said they're not going to do like, you know, a certain amount of money, similar to what baseball.
Okay.
But what is happening to our league?
Yeah, this is crazy. I mean, it's the ultimate greed for me, and yeah, it's getting out of hand, and it's even going into the college basketball.
Yeah.
People are getting busted there left and right as well.
Let me ask you this, Sydney. You are a coach at a very, very prestigious girls' high school basketball program here down in Southern California.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought maybe, you know, because you can bet on anything these days.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought, you know, maybe some of your players, or if not yourself, maybe want to yank somebody who's got a hot hand to get that under?
No, I haven't thought about it, but I mean,
you don't think
I feel
the nuns would be okay with that?
They would not. They would actually probably shut us down. But yeah, I feel like the coaches have the best insight because we know who's not playing. We know who's not feeling well. Like all the information goes through coaches, so it wouldn't be that hard to do. But
so recently on a competing podcast, I think I might have mentioned this before, that they had a world famous gambler on, and he made his money betting on the NBA.
Yeah,
and in the NBA, the visitor gets to choose what side of the court they're going to play on. To start the
oh really
half. Yeah, And so he would always pick. He would always bet on the team that picked the coach to be on the defensive side in the first half to bet the first half unders, because his rationale would be that you got the coach yelling out like switches
yeah,
and assignments.
Yeah. Oh,
is that a legit strategy?
That is. Like, I'm confused as why I didn't think of that. But yeah, that's really an advantage.
All right,
because you're right in their ears.
Get your DraftKings account out, and you and I are going to talk after the show. So, all right, thank you, Sydney. Really appreciate it. And we will see you guys next week. We'll see about that. The Ron Say Show. Make sure to follow Ron on Instagram, The Real Ron Say. Also, he's on Facebook, Ron Say. And check out his website, theronsayshow.com, for complete archives, podcast guests, so on and so forth. We'll see you guys next time. We'll see about that.